Only with Henry's death that Dante recognized that his exile was probably permanent and that politics were not the solution to his problems. That he had to explore more profound ways to deal with exile than simply planning on how to end it politically. And therefore, many people believe that it was only after the death of Henry VII in 1313, that is to say, 8 years before Dante died, that he actually began the composition of the Commedia.
Which is to say, of course, and again, this is speculation, and some scholars would disagree with this, that the Commedia was composed starting, let's say, in 1313 or 1314, till the final year of Dante's life, 1321. There is good evidence that he finished it not very long before his own death in 1321. Most scholars believe that there was probably no more than 6 months between the end of the Commedia and the end of Dante's life. So that it's a poem that is his most mature reflection on life and the nature of things and his own exile. It's also a poem that comes at the end of a distinguished career. Once again, if we did not have the Commedia, all his other works, the Convivio, the Monarchia, the treatise on the eloquence of the vulgar tongue, and his early lyric poetry, including the Vita Nuova, all of those would be well worth studying in their own right. Okay? He kind of puts them, or makes us, I suppose, make a decision to put them aside by the greatness of the Commedia itself.
One other piece of chronology that I think we need in order to approach the poem is that, again, Dante begins the composition of this poem perhaps in 1313 or 1314, but that's not when the journey to the afterlife takes place. That is to say, the fiction of the poem is that he took this journey in the year 1300. Now, the reason that's important for us to remember is in 1300, Dante was in Florence. He was an office holder in Florence. He was an important figure in Florence. His life seemed to be going just swimmingly. And there was no reason at that time to anticipate a life of exile. So Dante does not set this journey after he's kicked out of Florence, but rather before. And that's going to inform the whole work, that Dante takes this journey not as an exile, but as someone sort of, at least by the worldly standards, on the top of his game.
And notice also that allows him to do something very clever, which is to say, an awful lot has taken place in Italy between 1300, the fictional date of the journey, and that period between 1314 and 1321 when he's actually writing the poem. Well, what to do with all of that? Can't really include it in any direct way. But what Dante does is present it all as prophecy. Right? There are various points, in other words, along the way in his journey in the afterlife where an event that is going to take place from the point of view of 1300 is presented, but of course it's an event that has already taken place from the point of view of the poet who is composing the work, so that he's able to make prophecy an important part of the poem, and he's able to take advantage of all of the things that have happened since the time of the mythical journey, the fictional journey, even at the same time as he's able to kind of give us reasons for presenting a somewhat younger Dante, a Dante who, as he tells us at the beginning, is midway through his life's journey, as the pilgrim subject of his poem.
Remember also, of course, that all the people in the afterlife are dead in 1300, or dead at least in April 1300 when Dante takes this journey. But there are a few historical figures in his life that he really does want to deal with who are not dead in 1300. And therefore, Dante is going to construct some brilliant ways of discussing in the context of the afterlife those who are still alive at the time that this story takes place. One of them is his old nemesis, Pope Boniface VIII, who is the pope who, in fact, sent in those troops to weigh Florence politics toward the Black Guelphs and therefore expel Dante. And Dante is going to sort of reserve a place for him in hell by anticipation, okay? That when Dante meets a pope in this particular area of hell, the pope, as it turns out, can't see. And so when he finds out there's somebody new there, he yells out, "Is that you, Boniface? I didn't know you were coming quite this soon." It's a very clever tactic. And similarly, in heaven, Dante has reserved a place for the Emperor Henry VII, although Henry VII doesn't die until 13 years after the poem is set. In fact, Dante probably knew nothing about Henry VII in 1300. He was not at that time the Holy Roman Emperor, so that it